And we've got some ladies on the line who love movies or film or cinema, depending on how you look at it, from the Lorain Public Library System. They have the Lorain Public Cinema Program, Julianne Brown and Ramona Flores. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Okay. We're trying to figure out how to have this conversation. Now, are we allowed to say what the movie is, or we talked about it all morning long, or how do we kind of invite people to watch a film at the library tomorrow?
Well, we can talk about it. Due to copyright laws, we can't mention the title, but we can say the year the film was released, and we can say who starred in it.
Okay, well,
lots of details about it.
Great. Well, then I'm going to read the Leonard Maltin review of this unnamed title, which Craig and I have sort of mentioned a little bit just so people have been paying attention. So Zsa-Zsa Gabor and Eric Fleming star in a 1958 movie. It says here, inane sci-fi about expedition that crash lands on Venus, where planet is ruled entirely by women. At least, at least some of the laughs are intentional, is what it says.
Right. This movie is an opulent feast for the senses.
Have you seen this movie?
Yes. Both of us have.
We have seen this movie, and it is a sight and a lot of fun to watch. More fun than serious.
And why did you decide to go with that as part of a cinema series?
Again, this was because Ramona and I, as friends and coworkers, have many conversations about movies, and we both absolutely love Zsa-Zsa, whose popularity and celebrity is something of a mystery, given that her total work output wasn't very high, but she was such a glamorous attractive person.
And with such a beautiful accent, which we have to point out, she was the only one with an accent on the planet that this whole movie takes place on. And everyone else had the flat Midwestern accent, as Julie pointed out earlier.
Right, and then we also have to point out that the actresses and extras were all beauty pageant contestants. We're assuming that they were winners and losers, both.
Zsa-Zsa was a winner, by that. I think she was like Miss Hungary in the 1930s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, she was, before she came over to the United States.
So this might be more familiar with her sister, Eva, who was on Green Acres with Eddie Albert many years ago.
Right.
A lot of people think sort of the Gabor sisters, including Magda, are sort of like the, you know, previous versions of what we know with the Kardashians. They're sort of famous for being famous, in a sense.
Exactly.
Really
yes.
great point.
Right.
So this is about, I think it said it's 80-minute runtime, so it's not too much to spend at your lunch. This takes place tomorrow at noon, I believe, right?
Yes, this program runs tomorrow from noon to 3, and it's open to all, free refreshments included as well.
Right. As we say, come for the film, stay for the coffee, snacks, and conversation.
Now, you've had a couple of these before. Tell me a little bit about how those have gone. Obviously, not in sort of the campy aspect of what might take place tomorrow, but...
Right. Our previous two films were rather more serious. We started with a Humphrey Bogart film with Lauren Bacall, one of his most famous noir films, and that had a lot of serious discussion about noir and the post-war shift to darker themes. And then we also had a romantic comedy with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn, which also had some serious discussion about romance and gender roles. And also Katharine Hepburn's remarkable career and being labeled as box office poison and her rise and recovery from that.
Do you think there is anything serious to be taken out of the movie you'll show tomorrow with Zsa-Zsa?
There is, because there's a lot in it. We've been reading up on various critics. One of the critics we've read is Susan Sontag, and she's a famous critic and philosopher on camp and also science fiction and fantasy. And so while this movie isn't terribly serious in its treatment, it does raise some very interesting questions on gender roles and what constitutes as alien or weird or, you know, what experience is beyond the imagination of the time. What's funny about this movie, what is truly funny, is that it takes place in the misty future of 1985.
Right, I saw that, and I thought, I was telling Craig, look, 1985, they're traveling to other planets like Venus and whatever. Here we're still just trying to land on Mars with a robot, and they already thought in 1985. It's kind of an interesting view of, and again, that would have been 30 years sort of from the future, how sort of people think things might be in the future, and here we are thinking it hasn't really changed a whole lot.
Right, and the scientists themselves are very funny. They have serious philosophical conversations while adopting poses as if they're like Hefner-like with a smoking jacket. There's even one scene in the beginning with the rocket ship where the scientist casually pulls out a cigarette and lights it up in the pilot bay. It's just hilarious. And that's something that you would imagine would be allowable on a spaceship.
Right, and this is, I'm looking as Allied Artists, known for quality, or at least for my growing up childhood. Those are the movies you knew that there could be, you never knew what was going to happen in some of those films.
No, they recycled a lot of the sets and costumes from previous movies, so the budget wasn't particularly great on this movie, but it did have a famous writer, Ben Hecht, wrote the story, and he did His Girl Friday with Charles MacArthur. He wrote the front page.
Well, you see, there's talent behind it, and just some days they, you know, have something that gets done. Any idea how long it took to shoot a film like this or anything of when it was first released in 1958? I would assume maybe like a drive-in type of film, perhaps?
From the background that we read, it really didn't seem to take that long. We estimate 2 or 3 months. We do know that from some of the background gossip that Zsasz was a bit difficult to work with and that she had some jealousy regarding some of the other female actresses on set. An interesting bit of trivia from the movie is that the Venusian police force, all leggy women, not a one of them under 5'10", wear uniforms of gold, red, and blue, which are the colors that were later adopted in the Star Trek series.
Wow.
Who is Zsasz married to at this time? Any idea? Or maybe you could use that for your research. She has like 9 husbands. I wondered who she was married to at that time.
We don't know, but it was 1 of 9.
1 of 9, that's right. She had a long list of husbands.
Any idea if this movie made any money?
No.
Did it turn a profit?
And it probably would have faded into obscurity if not for our East European queen and her just remarkable and immortal presence. There are scenes, especially when she denounces the queen and goes on to say that she is the queen of outer space, darling. That's when it's just a life-altering moment. you just can't believe that something like that's happening on film. And that's what elevates it beyond, you know, a farce.
Again, this is all sorts of movies they show for the Lorraine Public Cinema Program at the Lorraine Public Library. Where does this take place tomorrow?
This is at the Main Branch, which is on West 6th and Reed. We have a beautiful meeting room. It's called our Toni Morrison meeting room. We set it up like a cinema. We have refreshments, and then Ramona and I, of course, are the hosts.
Will your series continue into 2019? And if so, can you give us a little bit of a tease?
Oh, right. On January 17th, we'll be showing My Man Godfrey. This is a Depression-era screwball comedy. It stars Carol Lombard and William Powell at his most impeccably charming best. And it kind of shows two sides of the Depression. There were the rich people who had shining, beautiful lives with lots of money. And then there was a forgotten man, as William Powell's called in this. He's a down-in-his-luck guy that she brings home in a scavenger hunt.
Thumbs up here. Great movie. Great performance by William Powell.
Oh, you're got a special appearance by Craig.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Seeing that one as well?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have encouraged people to come out. It's all free, and it's a good way to sort of look at movies and enjoy them in the company of others. A lot of times these days, movies sometimes seem like a solitary an experience for a lot of people.
But this right, and we're hoping to change that with this program because we enjoy it because we share the experience with each other and the people that come into the program. And so that's what makes it really fun when we get a chance to sit back with each other and talk about it, and in this case, joke about it. Absolutely.
Now, have you developed an area in the library which follows the, if you like this movie, maybe you would enjoy these too as well?
That is something that we are definitely going to adopt. We are talking about a movie advisory as well as our regular reader's advisory duties because we have a lot of folks that come in for DVDs as their main source of entertainment.
Right. Well, they're going to be entertained tomorrow with Zsa Gabor.
We sure hope so.
Absolutely. We've had fun talking about her all morning here at the radio station. But Julianne Brown, Ramona Flores, thanks to you for sharing your interest in film, and we'll talk again come the new year about the next film
Our
as
pleasure.
Well. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 8:50 at AM 930, darling.